The main issues that we raise in this report, it's about the analysis of the security situation that was impacted the human rights situation during this period, and also the different categories of human rights violations committed or reported, documented by the human rights divisions, and also about the perpetrators, that those groups who are responsible for violations of human rights, as well as some government institutions.
Talking about the figures that you have been putting in this report, it seems there are some misunderstanding upon these figures when we consider the figures that are given in the reports by civil society organizations.
It's not necessarily about the figures, because the figures doesn't tell you much. I think the main things we need to consider is about the context. You have to contextualize the human rights situation in CAR. Because you have a situation here where we have the half of the country governed by armed groups that create a climate of insecurity and also a climate of impunity. The violations committed by those groups, even if we report it, but there is a lack of capacity to investigate. That means you don't have any local authorities. And talking about the numbers, as you can see, for us, we can have a low numbers if you want to compare us with other civil society organizations. It depends on the methodology that they use. I can talk for myself. For Human Rights Divisions, we are using a rigorous methodology from the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. We need to have sometimes two sources to corroborate a case to say exactly this is a confirmed case. So civil society organizations, sometimes they issue report only one incident. For us, it's a period. And inside the period, we may have hundreds of incidents. That is the reason I don't want to compare numbers from one report to other reports.
So can we say that the situation of human rights in the Central African Republic is improving when we consider the content of this report?
No. If you consider the content of the report, you will see that the situation remains, this is still a concern. Okay? If you compare the period covered by the report and the last period, we have more cases. Okay, maybe we may have different factors that can explain these situations. Sometimes it depends on the security. Okay, we may have a lot of cases, but people they don't report, or we are not allowed to go to these places. I'm trying to be conscious when it comes to figures, but what I can tell you, human rights situation is still a serious concern in this country, and I think MINUSCA and the government, they have to work just to improve it. The government is the primary responsibility to improve the situation.
Any other recommendation in this report?
Yes. We have recommendations. I think the main ones, we ask the government to open a judicial investigation in order to identify the perpetrators, the other perpetrators of human rights violations, and to bring them to justice. Because for the victim, they want to see the justice be done. But until now, it's very difficult. It's a challenging situation to make sure that every single case of human rights violations is brought to justice. And the other recommendations, it's about the establishment of the National Human Rights Commission. I think we have been pushing for it, and we want that the next public report, so we can be able to report that really the law passed before the parliament.